I was up to something in the virtual world, but then I found out I was in the real world, because it was really confusing, because I went to VRTO, which translates to Virtual Reality Toronto. That's pretty fun. No, it was a conference that happened down, I think around a week ago, down in Toronto, Ontario, and it was pretty much everything VR.
Nice.
So it was really awesome. They had some few augmented reality stuff in there too, but the main focus was VR. Okay. And it was awesome because, sure, you have the gaming and like simulations and stuff, but we also saw like a lot of neat applications and art aspects of like VR, especially when it comes to like human social interaction. Like, we saw a lot of communication stuff happen too.
Cool.
Oh, awesome.
So now what are we going to see here? Like, have you experienced VR before, or was this kind of a first
in like little
foray?
In little timbits I have, but like never yeah, it's so Canadian. But never like this in depth before. Like, okay. I've tried like.
And it's progressing at such a rapid pace.
Exactly. And like the thing is that I originally tried, like, around 3 or 4 years ago, the original Oculus Rift, which was acquired by Facebook. Mm-hmm. But everyone at this conference had the new HTC Vive, which means that you have the space to walk around in.
Right.
As well as, like, you could see, like,
so
your
controllers.
You're
physically interacting and touching things.
Exactly.
In the VR space.
You have an entire space to walk around. And of course, like the infrared sensors and everything else is all around, like your little play area. But you're going to see some of these are so unique that they actually have physical real world objects, like a bike, for example, that interact in your game. So it's a really interesting experience. And there's a horror video game as well, slash Dead Space ish like game.
So Black Mirror.
So, disclaimer, time to.
It's so spooky.
Put the kids out of the room, I guess?
No. No. Keep them in. It's so cool. No, just kidding. But no.
If they're 13 and over. All right. I can't wait to see this.
You know what? I'm really excited to show it because, again, before we start, it's not just the gaming and everything else aspect. Yeah. We see some really amazing ideas for VR that I never thought possible. Like, we see how charities can use VR. Mm. We see how we can make it accessible, how artists, like, can make a music video out of VR. It's insane. Just,
cool.
I'm really excited to show you guys and you guys what happened. So, want to take a look?
Let's head on over.
All right. See you there. Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Henry from Category 5 TV. We are at Ryerson University down in Toronto, Ontario today to take a look at VRTO, the conference for everything VR. Let's go take a look at what they have in store. Here we are, guys. We are in probably the best room in the entire VR conference. We're in the game arcade, right? And what do you guys have for us today here?
Well, part of the game arcade is this game called Paper Dude, which is a old school revival of a 90s game called Paperboy. So we rebuilt it using virtual reality, and we have people sitting on a bike. And they're fully immersed. As they pedal, they're moving forward, and they're using their arms to throw newspapers inside mailboxes. So basically, it's our homage to this old classic.
That's amazing. He's not wearing a helmet right now, so is it considered safe?
It's pretty safe, although it is pretty immersive.
Okay, that's amazing. So what company do you guys come from? So like, what do you guys do at your studio? Like, who are you guys?
Sure. So we're a company called Globalcore, and we do a lot of interactive installations, and usually they're featured inside exhibits at conferences, or at trade shows and museums. Yeah.
That's awesome, eh? So like, what do you guys see in VR moving forward? Like, do you see a lot in gaming? Do you see like more interactive storytelling? What do you personally see in VR in the future?
I see a lot more social, like a lot more people in VR, like inside of the experience together. A lot more like multiplayer kind of scenarios.
That's awesome. So like a more social aspect into it, right? To kind of cap off today before he gets too tired here, what's your favorite experience so far in VR that you've personally had?
like in the entire VR realm?
I've been really into interactive documentaries. So there's a few that are out for the Samsung Gear that are pretty good. And yeah.
It's awesome. I'm just going to ask you one more question. So today we kind of have like a setup with him riding on the bike. So how is this working? I see you have an HTC Vive here. You have some sensors behind me. So how is this kind of setup working right now for you guys?
So right now we're using the HTC Vive. I'm just going to reset it. And we're using the hand trackers. So these are trackers that are eventually going to come with the Vive that allows you to kind of put them on, you know, different objects, like, for instance, these gloves. So instead of holding the Vive controllers, we're allowing you to still be able to hold on to the handlebar. And it just kind of becomes a little bit, you know, a little bit more fun, a little bit more immersive.
Okay, that's awesome. Does he get bonus points for hitting me in the head?
No.
Okay, no? Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you so much, guys. That is some really, really cool tech, and it's really amazing to see such a well implementation with it. It looks really cool.
So I can become fully immersed now. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so weird. Okay. So how do I, like, do I just grab things, or?
Yeah, so you just throw it with the paper.
Okay, so there's like a center, like, yeah, dot right there. So you, and I can go like that. And I have like my little safety zone here.
But yeah, you feel very happy.
Awesome, that's so cool. And I just start biking to get going?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Once you start pedaling, so yeah, you don't even need the handlebars.
Oh, that is weird. So all these like different mailboxes I have to like mail.
Yep.
Oh man. I don't want to take the tape. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. Oh my gosh. Canada Post just taken. The good news is that.
Yeah, exactly.
They should do this instead of like using drones for Amazon. Like, sorry guys.
The low end.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Just pick your papers. Papers, please. I don't know. This is like the hardest job I've ever had. This is crazy. Oh my gosh. I have a new respect for all my friends who did this as kids. Oh, finish line! Oh my gosh! Man, that is cool. And here we are. Yeah! Fireworks!
So, we have another treat for you guys. So tell me about this game. It's called Dead Effect VR. So what's this game about?
Okay, it's a first-person shooter game. It's been released very recently on Steam in early access. You get like 10 levels already to play, and it's a very good game. As you can see, you got a lot of enemies. You got also very heavy weaponry. You have like 30 weapons, and each level you got to upgrade them, so it's very good. Also, and in 2 weeks, we are planning actually release the full version on Steam, and it will have the multiplayer, and also it's like a person versus person. It's a VP.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm... Yeah, PvP. So it's good. And also the 20 levels. So you got 10 levels more and 10 hours more. So it's good. It's great, actually.
That's amazing. So as soon as you said space, I'm all in. Like, I love space. So this is an awesome game. And you said you had multiplayer, so you can interact with other players. So you said there's like a person versus person mode, right?
Yes, definitely. And I should probably tell you something about the story, but it's great. You know, now a lot of these games got that kind of story. So it's like you are on a monster infested ship, which is heading to Star. And actually the things got pretty bad there. Yeah pretty wrong. So you just woke up from a cryoptonic sleep, and you found out that all your colleagues turned into zombies.
That is not good. That is, That is not good.
Yes, and you have to find against these zombies and also against the soldiers who actually are coming from the earth to kill you because they think that you are the enemy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sticky situation then, eh? Like it's
definitely. And you got the drones there also, the bad dogs, and yeah, a lot of enemies. But what's a good thing, you got really a lot of weapons. Yeah, you got like 4 shooting, you know, I don't even know that stuff, yeah? And also the grenades, also like a bow with arrows, swords, different type of swords.
Everything.
And upgrading, still upgrading, right? Yeah. Could you
be like? Space, explosions, multiplayer, how can you say no to a game like this? That's just absolutely fantastic. What's your studio name again?
Betfly Interactive.
Awesome.
And this studio is actually very small. It's a small indie studio based in Czech Republic.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys are on Steam right now. People watching can go buy this right now for early access.
Definitely.
And you can blow stuff up in space. That is absolutely fantastic. Do you have any final words? Do you have any hints or words of advice for people trying to survive zombies in space?
Yes. let's get on the board, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
That is some really cool stuff. Now I just have to go blow up some zombies. So I'll see you later. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Cool.
What did you think?
So I'm going down the hallway.
Good.
Oh, hey, dude. Sorry, guys, I did not mean to do that. Sorry. Sorry. Hey, dude. Whoa, hey, dude. That guy has had too much jelly today.
Now we're going to tone things down a bit, and we're going to talk about some more serious stuff, and we're going to give love to the world now. So I have my new friend here. What exactly is Give Love? What is it?
Yeah, so Give Love is world first VR donation platform, and what that means is that organizations, causes, charities are able to upload their content in the form of 360 videos and tell their stories. And then end users like yourself and me are able to go to the Oculus App Store, download the app, review that content, and at any time donate seamlessly through the headset.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So I think you said Oculus. Like what platforms will this be available upon?
So our launch platform is the Oculus App Store. It's Gear VR headset. So right now we're considering it to be kind of a single user in-home experience, but we do have plans on the roadmap to support group experiences going forward.
That's amazing. Is it free to download or is it like a one-time cost? Or
absolutely free.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, how the heck does somebody like this come up with this? Like, whose idea was it to let's change the world by using virtual reality? Like, how do you guys come up with that idea? Like, it's must be crazy.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So we worked with an organization called 3,000 Miles to a Cure. And what they do is they fund brain cancer research. So years back, we had developed a Google Glass prototype for them that allowed them to keep in touch with their donors while they had an event called Race Across America where their bikers could bike across the country. And then they would seamlessly be able to receive donations. And this was kind of the evolution of that. So we wanted to know, how do we make it easier for people to keep in touch? And one of the insights that we got from them was that there was a time lapse that occurs between the point of impact when someone feels compelled to donate and the point at which they're actually able to. And this helped us close that gap.
That's amazing, because today I've been hearing a lot about like kind of like the social impact of VR, like things like multiplayer, getting more social. But to know that you can physically change the world now for the better by putting on a headset, that's pretty darn cool. That's just amazing. So like how would an organization get involved like this? So like if there's like an organization that's trying to like look after water or people, would they come to you guys, like, or do you go to them, or how would that work for these organizations?
Yeah, so a little bit of both. Right now, we're doing some organic outreach, some PR. This is actually the first place that we're demoing right here at VRTO. So for now, it's both. If organizations are interested, they can reach out to us at theprimacy.com/givelove, and we'd be happy to talk.
That's amazing. Are you guys going to give a lot of love out there?
We're trying to.
That's do or do not. There's no try, Yoda. Okay, thank you so much for your help, guys. That's pretty cool.
Appreciate it. So we're downstairs now, and now we're seeing a lot of really creative uses with VR. So you guys made a VR music video. Tell me about that. What is it like?
So it's like a music experience, I guess, and we play through the story by interacting with different objects, basically. And you just touch them, punch them, do what you need to do with them, and sometimes nothing happens, sometimes something happens. Like it either feels some like part of the story of the artist like growing up, childhood, or coming to adulthood, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
Where he is now, I guess you would say.
That's crazy. So like it's a fully interactive music video. I've never heard of this before. Like how did you guys think of doing this? Like
I mean we kinda came to it because upper class that they were necessarily using new technology for music inspiration class. And you know, they gave us access to all the VR headsets that we need, or if we were in Samsung videos, or anything that we could think of. And so we thought we'd just branch out a little bit. And virtual reality is always an up and coming thing. That's what we thought we'd get into. So we thought we'd make it as interactive as possible.
Because why not? VR, right?
Exactly.
So like how can somebody like view your experience? Like is it online? Is it on YouTube? How can somebody like watch your video?
Yes,
like,
is it up right
now? Or
it's on our Google Drive. Own thing.
Okay.
But I mean anyone who has an Oculus really can go and do it, right?
That's awesome. So are you guys planning on sharing it in the future? Like maybe like some kind of like eventually, kind of like a VR website or such a thing, would you share it? Or?
I mean, yeah, I mean, we definitely great if we want to share it. We just need to do it one night. I saw this one, on the store, free access. But I mean, it's definitely just a free thing that we definitely need to give out. Make a YouTube video for 64, this week we can just check it out. Maybe we're not playing it, but it'd be cool to release it soon.
Big ball. What you can do is you can pick it up. You can see if they're real or not by picking it up.
If they're real,
then so you got this. So this is real, and this is not real. Okay, so there. Now it's your shot.
Okay.
And it's real simple. You can sink anything if your word happens.
Yeah, get in there.
Oh, beautiful. Nice shot. So what was that? What did you point out when you just sunk?
That is a purple.
That one.
So this one. Yeah, the purple 4, yeah. Oh, right, so then you just.
Okay.
Where you got him?
It's.
He's got to move that. Okay.
You have been practicing at work.
Damn. Somebody plays a lot of pool.
We have this exact table at work.
Seriously? Wow.
Okay, so then you
got to
point out this is the.
That's the real ball.
Okay,
doesn't
dead.
Look like in the same position, does it?
No. Close enough.
Oh, he's gonna shoot.
Bing.
There you go.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
Like,
you can like play your buddy, like.
Yeah, like across
like,
the world.
Pool table.
Yeah, going back to that like astronauts.
I'm supposed to sink this ball, right? Yeah.
And that's it, folks. So many amazing things in VR here today down in Toronto. Thank you so much for watching. Now, gotta run back to the studio. See you there.
Running back to the studio, I switched my shirt, so I'm all A-okay.
That looked like it was so much fun.
It was pretty darn fun. Again, like I wasn't really sure what to expect with that, right? Because it's just like, yeah, like we've seen like a lot of cool games and a lot of
sure, yeah.
But like again, like artists are really picking up on things, and same with like the social aspect too. Like again, a lot of it was really like social driven, like interaction between people, and of course like the charity stuff with like Give Love, that's cool. And of course, some video games, who can go wrong?
Oh, for sure. Now, the last interview, there were some mic problems during the record. But they were talking about, they made a music video in virtual reality space.
So how it works is that they were working with another artist down south there. Okay. And so basically it was an interactive music video. So you basically followed along the journeys. So
I saw CeeLo Green did this.
Yeah, well... Do you remember? No, I don't remember that, but like from the screens that they were showing us, like in like a little private area, because of course the artist owns the music, it was really unique, right? Because it's like, as they were saying, like you follow through the story and you actually interact with objects, that's which cool. keep things pressing forward.
Oh, man.
And it's so unique, because again, there's so many uses, especially in the realm of like just artistic.
Yeah.
Uses for VR, that it's exciting.
And unique experiences, because I would expect what Sasha may encounter in that music video would be different than what I encounter.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing, too, is that you really do make your own journey. And when you see things like all these games and like the paper throwing, because that was cool, because we mentioned this earlier.
It's exercise.
It is, for fitness studios, right? Like, imagine if you're playing that game for like an hour. Like, it doesn't feel like
Remember
fitness.
On Dark Mirror? Or Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
There's the bike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me. So, with the big screens in front, imagine in VR as a fitness application.
That's...
Being able to... Because you just feel like
I think in the next 5 or 10 years, it's really going to take off realm.
Yeah.
Like, even under, like, 5, I think we're going to see that starts pop up a lot more often. And I hope so, because they're great ideas. Mm-hmm. And as you saw here today, there's so many amazing uses out there for it already.
Yeah.
And it's still, like... It's still new technology. Mm-hmm. Like, they're supposed to be coming out with a new headsets hopefully soon. Like, they're still working on the controllers, as you saw with the bike one. They have, like, the new motion controllers. But hopefully with the new upcoming headsets that are higher quality, maybe better motion tracking, it's going to be pretty cool.
Nice.
It's pretty fun stuff out there.
What do you think would be the ultimate use for virtual reality? Post your comments below. And also, you can go over to our forum, forum.category5.tv.